What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, guys, yesterday we just kicked off the last week of the NFL preseason. Obviously, there's gonna be more games happening. The Philadelphia Eagles lost to the Indianapolis Colts 27-13. Anthony Richardson looked pretty good. You know, he looked pretty good last night. You know, that Colts defense, there's a lot of pretty interesting young talent on that Colts roster. Obviously, the offensive line for Indianapolis looks like it's going to be a problem, you know, because the offensive line didn't have that good of a night. But hey, the Eagles lost, and that's all I care about. And guys, also, the Pittsburgh Steelers dominated the Atlanta Falcons. The Steelers beat the Falcons 24-0. The Steelers literally ended their preseason on a high note, finishing the preseason 3-0. It's very obvious that there's a lot of talent on that Steelers team. You know, Kenny Pickett, it's going to be very exciting to see what he's going to do this year. So guys, we're going to be having three games being played today. We're going to be having the Lions playing the Panthers. We're going to be having the Titans playing the Patriots. And we are also going to be having the 49ers play the Chargers. So we're going to be having three games being played today. And guys, don't forget the New York Giants will be facing the New York Jets tomorrow. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. on the NFL Network at MetLife Stadium. Aaron Rodgers will be making his debut as a New York Jet. You know, so it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be exciting. But guys, this is going to be the last week of the NFL preseason. Then we will see who's going to make the 53-man roster. And obviously, we're going to see who doesn't. And yeah. But guys, you guys already know what I'm about to talk about. I'm about to talk about the New York Football Giants. The Giants, obviously, since we're getting closer to cut down day, it doesn't have anything to do with cut down day, but it's related to it. I got another list for you guys. My list for today, I'm gonna be including my four players on the New York Giants who barely are hanging on to a roster spot. You know? So without further ado, let's get right into this list. As we approach the start of the NFL regular season, teams are beginning to make their final roster cuts. Unfortunately, only 53 players can make an active NFL roster. After the Giants made one of the more shocking moves this offseason by acquiring Arizona Cardinals linebacker and safety Isaiah Simmons yesterday, there is seemingly one less roster spot for grabs now. You know, there have been some fun positional battles to follow throughout training camp for the Giants. And it will be fascinating to see who emerges. So that being said, here are my four players on the Giants whose spots on the roster are hanging by a thread. So here we go. Starting at number one. Like, even though this guy, look at this, I'm not gonna take anything away from this guy. You know, he had a pretty good preseason so far. But the wide receiver room is too stacked. It's too deep, you know, and I don't know if this guy's gonna make it or not, you know, but he will have a chance to do so tomorrow. But I got Jamison Crowder. Here's why. I mean, after being selected in the fourth round of the 2015 NFL Draft, as an undersized wide receiver out of Duke University, you know, Jamison Crowder has been, this guy has been able to carve out a solid NFL career. You know, he was drafted by the before Washington Redskins, now the Washington Commanders, and has proven himself as a slot receiver. You know what I mean? During Jamison Crowder's time in Washington, you know, he eclipsed 65 receptions for, he eclipsed 65 receptions and 750 yards in consecutive seasons before his last campaign with the team, with the Washington, you know, with the team, was cut short due to injury. He signed with the Jets in 2019 in hopes of earning a bigger role. He, Crowder went on to have the best year of his career for the Jets in 2019, catching 78 passes for 833 yards while scoring 6 touchdowns. He signed with the Bills last season and barely played, catching 6 passes for 60 yards in just 4 games. After things didn't go the way he'd hoped in Buffalo, Jamison Crowder decided to follow Brian Daboll to New York. Unfortunately, the Giants had, you know, Big Blue has made notable additions to the receiver receivers room. Aside from Jamison Crowder, I mean, look, they signed Paris Campbell, they also signed Cole Beasley, while also trading for tight end Darren Waller, who mostly lines up inside. Not to mention, Wandale Robinson and Sterling Shepard should be ready to rock for Week 1. You know. Now, Wandale Robinson is a bit of a question mark there. You know, so look, James, look at. I'm not trying to speak anything negative about Jamison Crowder. I watched him for a long time. He's a really good receiver. You know, this guy has proven to be a reliable veteran receiver. You know, his combination of quickness, burst, and route running has enabled him to extend his career into his age, you know, which is, he's 30 years old. But his time with the Giants may be coming to an end sooner than later. But look, I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, you know, but this is the business side of the NFL, you know, and we all hate the business side of the NFL, you know. But teams have to do what they have to do. So I got Jamison Crowder at number one. At number two, I got offensive tackle Matt Peart. When the Giants selected Matt Peart with a third round pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, look it, Giants fans, including myself, thought the Giants potentially found their tackle of the future. I did. You know, I believed in this kid. You know, standing at 6'7" and weighing 318 pounds. You know, Matt Peart, he's an absolute mammoth of a human being, you know. However, for some reason he hasn't been able to use his enormous frame to his advantage, and his spot on the roster could be in question. You know, through three seasons with the Giants, he has started in just 6 games. He began last season on the PUP list before returning to the Giants in Week 10 against the Houston Texans. Upon his return, he was unable to get onto the field, even though the Giants had a rookie right tackle in Evan Neal who was notably struggling. You know, the Giants invested a top 10 draft in Evan Neal last offseason to fill their starting right tackle spot opposite from stud left tackle Andrew Thomas. The decision to draft Evan Neal despite investing a day 2 pick and Matt Peart not too long ago, I think it's obviously an indication that the front office has not been confident in what they've seen from Matt Peart. Not to mention Matt Peart is a holdover from the dreaded Dave Gettleman era. You know, this is a guy who's a former UConn Husky. Matt Peart has seen extensive action this summer, and he's being looked at as the swing tackle for 2023. However, his play has left much to be desired, that's for sure, you know? So, I got Matt Peart at number 2. Oh, I hate saying this. This is gonna hurt. At number 3, I hope it doesn't happen for this guy. But at number 3, I got wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton. Here's why. And it's not that, and look at it. It's not that I don't believe in the kid. This kid's very talented. And like I said before, I hope he does make it to the main roster. You know, there's a lot of talent on him. You know, Bryce Ford Wheaton did have a better game against the Panthers. You know, but I got Bryce Ford Wheaton. And it's not because of his talent. You know, he's very talented. It's because of how deep the wide receiver room is. You know, I hope he doesn't get cut. You know, I hope he makes it to the main roster. You know, but I got Bryce Ford Wheaton, and here's why. I mean, it's always a surprise when an undrafted free agent is able to speak his way on the roster, but this could end up what happens with Bryce Ford Wheaton, who this guy, he's a rookie coming out of West Virginia University. I mean, several teams were interested in trying to land him after he went undrafted, but the Giants were able to get things done with the big body receiver. I mean, this kid, obviously, he hasn't quite lived up to the hype this summer with a disappointing showing against the Lions. Still being talked about. However, you know, this Bryce Ford Wheaton has impressed Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with his work on special teams. With his potential for the offense and his desire to make plays on special teams, he could end up being a surprise pick for, you know, the 53-man squad. However, there's also a good chance that he'll make his way to the practice squad. You know, look, from my chair, it feels like for Bryce Ford Wheaton, this kid has a 50-50 chance to make the roster, you know. His performance against the Jets tomorrow very well could end up being the deciding factor, you know. So I am going to be cheering my heart out for this kid, you know, because I think he is talented. I don't know why no one drafted him. I mean, I have him on my mock draft. I don't know about you guys. I had him on my mock draft. You know what I mean? This kid. I'm not gonna say he reminds me of Calvin Benjamin. He's a tall receiver, you know, a tall and lengthy receiver who can catch passes. He's not that, you know. He's not gonna argue with head coaches like Calvin Benjamin did. He plays like Calvin Benjamin, but he doesn't act like him. You know, and that's what you want to see. But I I hope he makes it to the main roster, because I see a lot of potential in this guy, you know, but we'll see what happens. I got Brightsford Wheaton, and I got Brightsford Wheaton at number three. And last but not least, at number four, we already know who I'm about to talk about. I got Darnay Holmes, a man that I've been bragging about ever since the offseason started. I got Darnay Holmes, cornerback Darnay Holmes, the guy that has been struggling for the Giants ever since he's been playing for the Giants. Here's why. It shouldn't be a surprise, actually. And that's nothing against Darnay Holmes. I think the guy is talented. He just needs to stop. He needs to stop holding and stop getting penalties. You know? He cannot stop getting penalized. You know? I think he's a really good cornerback. In my opinion. You know, but for some reason, he can't stop holding on opposing wide receivers. I don't know what it is. It's addicted to him, you know? But I got Darnay Holmes. But it's not because of that. I think the reason why I have him on my list is, look, another play, you know, who survived, you know, this is another player who survived the transfer of power in the front office. Dave Gutterman was relieved of his duties, Darnay Holmes, he needs to turn things around quickly. If he wants to remain on the roster, he was a fourth. This guy was a fourth round pick in the 2020 NFL draft, coming out of UCLA, and was expected to be the starting nickel corner of the future for the Giants. However, he has not been able to hold his own on the field when given the opportunity. You know, he struggled to the point that he's been running with the second team defense throughout training camp, while the Giants have moved Adoree Jackson inside to defend the slot. Adoree Jackson's move to the slot has literally enabled the team to start their two rookie cornerbacks and first-round pick Deontay Banks and sixth-round pick standout Trey Hawkins on the outside. If the Giants are opting to move their most established outside corner to the slot, you know, and giving a sixth-round rookie first-team reps over Darnay Holmes, wasn't enough of an indication that he is a cut candidate. You know, NFL insider Ian Rappaport, who works for the NFL Network, has reported that the Giants worked out free agent cornerback William Jackson III. You know, with defensive coordinator Wink Martindale recently saying that Deontay Banks, Adoree Jackson, and Trey Hawkins are the Giants' three best cornerbacks, it's very obvious that the writing is on the wall for Darnay Holmes. And it won't be a surprise to me, and it shouldn't be a surprise to any other Giants fan, to see him being released. You know? And yeah, guys, I got Darnay Holmes at number four. Yeah, guys, those are my four players who are barely hanging on to a roster spot, in my opinion. You know? I mean, there's a lot of other players that are struggling, you know. That's the main point of preseason. You know, you're gonna test out all 90 players and see. You're gonna see if 53 of them are good enough to impress you. That's the main point of not just training camp, that's because of preseason, so in the off season, what makes a GM so great? they go out and they make moves that impress fans. You know, you go out and you get a top tight end. You know, you're going to go out and draft a talented wide receiver. You're going to go out and draft a talented defensive back. And you're going to test their skill set on the field. That's how you know. That's when you can tell, oh, this guy has it. He has what we're looking for. You know, that's the basic point of the preseason. You know, preseason, this is why everyone says, oh, we don't care about preseason because all preseason is nothing but joint practices. You know, it's joint practices with fans in the stands. That's what preseason is, you know. But you gotta watch preseason, you know. I don't care if your team was in the Super Bowl. You gotta bring in more talent. Because players that you brought in the previous years, they could be gone. And you may not have the money that they're looking for. Because players, they're going to want more money. Because the more better they... Because that's how football players are nowadays. Football players, if they feel like they're the greatest, especially when they went to the Super Bowl, let's say, 4 or 5 times, they're going to want a lot of money. And you may not have them. You may not have enough because there's going to be another player on the roster who wants to get paid a lot of money. You know? So that's the point of the draft. That's the point of free agency. And that's the point of the preseason. And that's all I got to say about that. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list. Let me know if you guys think I should add anyone else on this list. You know, I hate doing this, you know. But I do this to entertain you guys. You know, that's the point of any podcast. It's to entertain any fan base. You know, either it's about sports, politics, the world, whatever. But so far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants, or if there are any updates or news about the Giants. I also keep you guys updated if I have any lists. I also keep you guys updated about any lists that I have. And if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section. I'll get right back at you guys about that. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.